The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
A tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dogs. Popping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing. Damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I'll make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life better forever.
Who will I be, the G that I was?
I'll make your life better than you can imagine or even dream of. So relax your soul, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are clear. As I look up, as I look up at the sky.
Hey, yo, 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 we back, we're back with another episode of Chess, Not Checkers. Make your next move, your best move. You know, back with the gang, you know, the originals. You know, well, sure, the guy, but you know, it is what it is.
You're but better,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely, you know, get better, good brother, you know. Pretty sure he got the healthy herbs with him, so. But, no, this is your guy, the Hood Herbalist, you know, doing all the introductions for today. Well, we're gonna kick this off. I'm gonna pass it around.
Yeah, it's your boy Keys to get you right. We back again, once again, with the bros. You know what's up. You don't love them hoes.
Lito.
Yo, 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 you already know, it's your boy Casanova Confidence, a.k.a. The Confident One. I'm educated, I'm medicated and elevated, you heard?
Hilarious. Think it down, bro. Word. So, man.
What's going on in the world? Fucking R. Kelly making fucking albums in jail.
Yo.
This nigga, you can make an album anywhere, bro.
You really good though. They could be in your playing shit.
I want to know what he was singing on.
Bro, he was. I ain't gonna hold you.
It sounded good. Heard
the tracks. Bro, the first couple songs sound real good, bro.
He can sing his ass off. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. So you know, he don't need that much.
That shit crazy, son. You really don't, bro.
And when you in jail, you swallow that way, you can make instruments, bro. Trust me. I seen it all.
Niggas make it sound real good, yeah.
Real good, yeah. You don't need that much. You sing like that, like him? Oh, you need that much.
Cause that nigga really fucking.
But they said he was saying he admitted to what he did.
That's why he took all that shit off.
But they saying that Sony did that without his permission. Sony said it was a unreleased album. Whatever.
That shit like a clerical error.
Sony spent all his money anyway.
They probably don't want to get that nigga back his money.
Bro, you know how many spins they got off that shit the minute that shit dropped, bro.
He stole. That's
his music getting so much money right now. He'll own none of it.
It's crazy.
That's what bit him in the ass. If he owned his music, he would be in jail. Because his bag be too big, his power be too big. He got so much power just because of his music.
I'm saying though,
he got control of people's careers.
In all actuality, he was wild.
Of course, but I can't. I'm sure I don't knock it because I know the lifestyle. And I understand that it's no victims. Because they always down with it. It was. I can understand it was. It's no victim. They all was down with it. Even the girl, young girls, because to think that young chicks or young people don't know the shit in the hood, you're naive.
I do.
You're naive. I know 3 years old have been on the block. So I know 3 years have been on the block. I know 10 years been on the block. I know 15 years. They know they. Oh, you're the spoiled children or anything. So. To say he's only... No, all of them complicit.
Nah, hell yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
My point.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't the only one. Yeah, they all down
all
with it.
All of them.
The only reason he in jail is because the money ran out.
I wouldn't even say the money ran out.
The money ran out. Because say, when you prepared me to shut up, bro, it ain't getting nowhere, bro.
Nah, absolutely.
The money ran out because he didn't own nothing.
Yeah.
The controversy slowed his money down. He couldn't pay the money no more.
Right.
When he was R. Kelly, when they were talking, he was making so much money. He was shut up.
Nah, every time.
He always shit over him.
Every time he dropped something, niggas most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? He had no more money. When you get older in your career, you ain't gonna make the same hits.
He was making some seats too.
He was supposed to be laid back.
Yeah.
But the pressure was on him. He ran out of money. Because he was supposed to make the hit money. You can have. Residual money is totally different than hit money. He had his hit money. The hit money ran out. They got greedy. Nobody got nothing.
Yeah. You see how it go. Shit's crazy.
But they said fuck it. They,
I'm saying,
but cover it up by his face. I can't get mad. I don't give a fuck. We're going on that case because I know nobody's victims. Everybody complicit.
Yeah.
So it's like a cesspool. So I can't get mad. It's like. I can't even go on social media and you get caught up in the bullshit. You knew. It's successful. You stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
They ain't, all can they find these bitches, they came to him.
Yeah.
They pay. So if your mama, if you, how bad, how mad can you be at him fucking with Aaliyah, but he was fucking her mother? So how can you really be mad?
Mm-hmm.
How mad really can you be? Because she was with it. So how mad can you really be?
He passes this
one. How mad can you be? It's all bullshit.
Nah, it's
because of the platform. It's because you can talk about it.
Too weird. Man, nah,
ain't no
weird.
Problem. Come on.
I mean, you have a right to be mad because of the way it went. The situation. Period.
That's it. What up?
But.
You can't when you find out
when the
situation.
People when the people you find out that's involved.
When you find out the situation, you can't be mad becomes, at it. You can't get mad at the whole situation.
You can't be mad like at him.
Come on, man. I've been in houses where people get. I've been in houses where you go, whoa. That's how it's getting now. When you go in these places, when grandma with it, listen.
That's what's crazy.
Mama with it. A dude got money, bro. When you walk in them houses, when they know you the trap guard, when you walk in the houses, they throw them kids at you. They throw their daughters at you. Look at my knees. They cause you know you got money, bro. That's why your children will be fucked up. It's cause the mom and the grandma, they all push, they're not saying nothing. You puff daddy. And it's been right 20, they're not saying nothing.
That little girl
when you read the whole Russell Simmons, when you follow the whole Russell Simmons shit. He was always into fashion. He went to fashion seeing Kimora. He found out she was 14. The parents arranged that shit. They knew he was. He didn't know she was young. He was like, this was bad. The parents like, oh, you want to do my daughter? Boom. 2 to 18. Two kids. It's a script. That's all. Two kids, marriage, two kids, boom, leave them. What are you going to do getting caught up? Russell Wilson next. That's why you're stressing. You're like, oh, shit. I got caught up.
I don't like Russell Wilson. He done. They gonna leave.
Because it's a game.
That nigga done up.
It's incentivized for her to leave. It don't make sense to stay. It don't make sense to stay. He's not making no more contracts after this. So you better retire. What you going to do? Leave. I knew this in the 90s.
Shit.
I knew this in the 90s.
That shit wicked, bro.
True.
Hey, but I'm wrong because I've been new. When I watched David Just, I'm watching these dudes like, I'm in the 90s. Like, wow, that's crazy. Son, I've been on it before I was even eligible to be part of the game. I knew the game. So when I got in the game, when I talked this shit, bitch be mad. Like, man, I know the game. Don't get mad at me. What you want to do? What you want to do? For be a sucker?
You seen that ignorant ass post? Niggas posted about.
Yeah, posted that shit. Wait.
Nah, Brittany.
Lloyd Harvey saying she paint. Niggas got who?
Nah, not that. I'm talking about Brittany Griner and the arms dealer.
There's been plenty of ignorant folks.
Brittany Griner.
I'll be very specific.
They said, got pressure to do that.
Nah, they said.
Cause if you
really they got they plug back and we got Juwanna Man.
Yeah, think about it.
That shit's hilarious.
America could have been to Russia to this deal back in what?
Bro, they June. They only doing that shit because
Biden, they could have been to this deal. Biden, the United States knew they couldn't do that deal.
But no,
they knew it was a bad deal.
Biden and them getting
pressure.
Not getting pressure. The niggas getting investigated. His family because
are you for real? You let a basketball player go in for a dude. This dude, you know he better kick off. He's American jail. So you know he met mad people.
Mind you, it's a whole other nigga over here that's locked up too that they ain't get out.
Over here?
Over there.
Don't fuck with America.
Nah, they got his ears. He's a vet.
Yeah, he got a whole.
More people don't fuck with America. When you in jail, so imagine he in jail doing everything for every state. They do run games.
But they got a whole veteran over there, bro. Yeah, okay. Nobody even talk about.
That chick knew what she was doing. It's politics.
Yeah, it's all politics.
Hey, it's good, bro.
Fucking, has anybody heard anything about the Meg, the Stallion, the fucking Tory Lanez trial? I don't want to know that niggas. I just want to hear he not guilty. Oh, he ain't do it.
They said her friend shot him. They said her friend was already fucking with Tory. And they said Meg was fucking a lot of the dudes. Her friend was basically her friend was bad. Basically, the friend is better than Meg, and Meg fucks the girlfriend, the guys, and Tory was, and that's what it came out that night, because I guess the girl didn't know, and then it came out that night that, oh, he fucking Meg too, and the friends hot to side.
Man, either way, that shit is crazy, son.
I don't fucking sleep, bro. That should be fake, bro.
That shit is hilarious at the same time, though.
They keep you, because
if she did, the fact is, if she did get shot in the foot or whatever, but it wasn't him, because they didn't say he found his hands on the his fingerprints on.
Because of course, should say it wasn't him.
They probably just using his. It's usually just the main case. They probably using his name because he's
their man.
Everybody know him. Yeah,
and then it was not a celebrity. He was a man that was around. You gonna see the fall. That's how it go. That's why you gotta be cautious when you're around the outside. Because as being a one man around,
you wasn't to fall, bro. If it's all females, I remember I was in London.
I read in spots, bro. When they do that shit, bro, and they start looking around, and they go, they going for a dude. And if you black, you definitely dude.
When I was in London, fucking. We was all walking to a bar, trying to find a spot to, hang, you feel me? You know, get lit, whatever. It was all, I think, my cousin's brewmate, bridemaids or whatever. Yeah. What we call it, bridemaids. And then me and my cousin, they won. So we walk in, and then this girl asked this white dude, oh, do you know where such and such is at? He's like, do I look like I know where such and such is at? But in that moment, they all look into me and my cousin, they want to fucking, all right, handle this nigga. Because that's what's always going to be. If you're the only dude with females, you're never just, all right. Like, if I'm around y'all, and I'm chilling, I could chill. But if I'm around, like, four other chicks, I got to be on go.
Yeah, I'm
because they looking this way. It's not going nowhere.
They don't front line you.
It's not going nowhere else.
Girls will line you up.
And I'm like, bro.
You got talking tough. And you like, whoa, what the fuck?
Now you gotta do something. Fuck, man. That's how it's like. That is true, though. For real. It's always gonna be you.
Yeah.
If you're the only dude, it's always gonna be you. Especially if it's you and one other dude. It's all y'all. Like, oh, them niggas man. Doing, them niggas acting wild. What y'all about to do? Them niggas? How many of them niggas is that? It's eight to two, don't count. Oh, you gonna help? No, you not. What are you going to do?
There's right. nothing you can do.
What are you gonna do?
Can't do nothing.
Nothing you can do. I don't know. Because they don't really understand how real it really gets.
For real, like, if these niggas just say, we want to do all y'all in.
They don't understand what a dude say.
Because they not even.
I'm gonna punch you.
Niggas not even looking to hit the chick off the yeah, like, niggas not even looking
to hit. Dude's gonna punch you. The chick will hang on your knock, though.
When the girl jumps in, and he, all right, some niggas gonna rip the girl off the rip, mm-hmm. off rip. Some niggas off the shit. But most times, niggas is looking to beat you down if you the only dude there. They gonna
real
beat
talk, you the fuck up. When you got a chick, anybody, you gotta get rid. Everybody gonna get beat up because she'll stab you, she'll bite you.
Or when you bite your back is turned.
Real talk. I'm saying yeah. I've been in those spots, bro. When it gets super, it's real. It's life and death. No, you can't let nobody get around.
Not at all.
The chicken bites the shit out of you and that shit will finish you.
Dude, mad as hell.
They'll throw a key in your face.
No. Let somebody bite the shit out of you, it'll finish you.
Man, I got bit before.
Let somebody bite you, and they crush your shit. When they bite down, it's going to finish you because they're going to rip. A bite is going to rip through everything, bro. Your jaw muscles are strong. It'll rip through, and boom, you ain't got no more. All that strength is, your legs are dead. They bite through your leg, and then you're on the ground. You're fucked up. You're done. That's what I think. The girl, that she could do that. She may not know that how vicious. She don't even know. But that motherfucker bite you.
Man, I got time to get bit.
That shit hurts immediately.
Because it's foreign.
No. You have a foreign plan, but you. It hurt. My daughter bit my other day. It hurts it hurts immensely. Because they're crushing your muscle. They're biting you. But like a real. It's really like you're eating. Like. Boom! And it's like, you feel that shit go like, oh, what the fuck? I put your head like, what are you doing? And it's like, they don't know, but it's like, because when they bite, when your teeth blatch in you, and you start crushing, nah, it's different. Biting is it's a different, that's why niggas bite you. People bite you. In a fight, nigga bite you. Nigga, my father, he said, nigga bite you. That's a nigga bite anything off you. Nigga bite you. I bet you, this might bite you, you bet you stop fighting. You put like this nigga, but you're like, whoa!
What you call it? Bit me?
Yeah, it did bite you on your chest.
Wow, that shit stops everything.
Yeah. This nigga bite me.
That shit stops everything. Oh, bro, that shit stops. I'm telling you, when somebody bites you, I got bit before. When they start biting you, and you feel your muscles start, your muscles, and it's they crushing it, because they jaw, because the teeth start slicing through that shit, bro. It's so sharp on the low, it is just like and get a real grip and then bite through your shit. You be like, oh, I'm about to die. That shit hurt bad. Bad pain. It's a different pain because it detaches you. It's definitely more like, oh, shit. I don't think I'm getting it. This bit me before, but I'm like, yeah, you got it. Boom. This bit me for now. I'm like, wow, right on my shit. Her shit like, boom, what the fuck? I said, what the fuck? What on my shit? But I'm like, you crazy. Yeah, I like that. You crazy.
Oh, you a vampire.
You trying to devour me?
She's a lycan.
I had to fuck her. But, nah, that's crazy.
Or, y'all heard they making Heights the new premiere of the Weed Exchange in Jersey City.
Because they're trying to bring more shit up there because they ain't shit up there.
For real. That's what's about to be, though.
And it's close to New York. Brush.
Yeah. Low-key it is.
It's not low-key. It really is, though.
Right to the tunnel?
Yeah, the bop, tunnel right bang, there. Bang. It's really
yes,
really.
Sir. And as soon as you go over there, that's what allowed that. Yeah. That's what allowed that. You feel me? If you know where it's at, we ain't got to tell you. Start with bikes.
And with men.
Street. That's all I'm saying.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but they about to make mad money up there, bro. Yeah.
They just trying to bring more shit up there because
there really ain't nothing up there though, but parks and schools and houses
and food and people and places to eat.
Yeah, basically, there's a lot of places to eat up that motherfucker. Yeah. So that would it's gonna be booming. It's gonna be buzzing up there, bro. The Heights, a hella premiere with hella dispensaries, probably a couple more smoke shops that you know you can sell bud out of.
They might
have the little vending machines up there. Niggas still up there, but you know, further you go up there.
You said niggas still up there.
They do still.
Bro, hell yeah, niggas still.
Remember when Boone Street had the motherfucking, the gang of thugs just beating everybody up and robbing them?
That's hilarious.
Those niggas all went down with that shit, didn't they? Stupid motherfuckers. What the fuck, I'm gonna get caught? I'm crazy, man.
That shit hilarious. That shit
old as hell. Crazy, bro.
But nah, that shit, I think it started when they put that that little bar up there. 512 or some shit like that.
The 512.
512.
Why everybody got all these number bars? What the fuck going on? 224, 711.
What's that? A lot of names be still own, like as far as the properties and all that, where you get a bar.
If you own the name, you don't get a bar. Not even just that though. If you don't got a name and that's the fucking address, you're like fuck it.
Open a bar called 187. We'll be selling the shots.
You selling the shot?
No,
we're coming 187. You get a shot or whatever.
What's some names you bought out, bro?
187s.
What was the name?
If anybody tries to steal my name, my boss, we call 187s because you're only selling shots.
That 250 ball. You could do that. Nobody owned that name.
Yeah.
I named it that. Officers and sugar for the drinks, but it wasn't. That's B&G Tavern.
Yeah, that's when if you look it up after the comeback, it's B&G Tavern.
I go to 250 because I went there and I went there to Grey Goose and I said I'm going to double shot Grey Goose and Cranberry. And I gave him
niggas used to be getting loose or the goose.
I gave him $10. Hey, man, money back. I'm like, fuck. I gave me another one. I said, maybe it's a few more. I said, and I went to the white port. I'm like, yo. I said, yo, these niggas out here giving Grey Goose for $2.50 a shot. I got all this shit for $2.50. Like, what? I'm like, bro, I got all this shit for $2.50. Look, I got mad drinks. We can't go to the bar. And that's what it was. It was an old head bar. Yeah. They was drinking Grey Goose. They were drinking scotch, whatever, old head shit. So I would go in there before I go to Mahogany's and pregame, get this shit cheap. And like, fuck, we go sit, drink, make sales, take pictures, whatever. Be in the hood. But then it was cheap. And that's how they got the name.
Damn,
because the drinks were cheap. They didn't know, nobody buying Grey Goose. It was all other shit. It was just, they just had the bottle there.
Young as hell drinking that shit, bro.
Nobody was buying it.
Right. Long Goose Goodnight.
That shit was different with the Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah.
Who gave us all that Goose gear one night? Was it Mike or somebody else? Somebody gave us mad Grey Goose.
Grey Goose hats and shit, right?
Yeah. I don't remember. Who was that?
Yeah.
That was cool. We got a Grey Goose shirt and all.
Niggas used to drink a lot of that shit, bro.
Yeah, back in the day, we had IG, we've been Goose Ambassadors.
First
Absolutely.
That was really like our first everyday drink.
We were drinking a lot.
Moscato.
Moscato Boys was born.
Moscato shit was crazy.
Moscato Boys.
That shit was hilarious.
Man, holy.
That was KL, Chris, and fucking J-Rock.
Moscato Boys. Apple juice or ginger ale.
Remember I came in there, what you call it? This nigga, brisket and a
lot of crazy things inside my mother house.
And crazy means was in there fighting over the.
I was there. I was like, y'all niggas wildin'. Yo, my God. Juice. I was trying not to get pop.
Juice.
These niggas are so stupid.
Yo, when I left, I said, do not touch that gun.
Yo.
Brother, exactly. Juice. He said, somebody said, I don't know who was, whether it was Bristol or Brentley. Brentley. I don't know who was Brent. First. Allegedly.
Juice.
He's like, I'm gonna go get this, strap so I can hold the door down. I'm like, what?
Today's episode of Juice.
The back door. What?
Nobody's here. Still.
Yeah, right.
Now, bro told me I could hold it. I'm like, what?
Cause I already got it.
He's like, nah, let me. This how it looked. Our movie. It was like, you know how movies they be grabbing the wrist and trying to control the wrist. I'm like, bro,
going bad, yo.
For real, bro.
It was all bad.
That shit was all bad. All bad.
It was all bad. Bro.
That shit was no good.
Johnny, how you doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, y'all.
It was good.
It was all bad.
That
bro.
Shit was funny as shit. I said, yo, these niggas is retarded.
Bro, I was so, like, bro, if I die like this, bro, I'm hunting these niggas for the rest of their life. Nothing they do gonna prosper.
They call my phone. They play on the gun. I'm like, oh my God.
Nobody,
I come home. I'm like, oh my God.
They firstborn with a straight bati man.
I'm saying,
that's this shit, like, what? That's not this thing. Like, these things gonna end up popping me, cause I'm trying to referee this shit,
bro.
I said, let me get out. That's why I just want to get out. I'm like, can you get out the way of the doorway? So I can get out the doorway. Like, damn, bro, they did that shit for like 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, niggas.
Until this nigga got back, I'm like, bro.
Yeah, I was over there. I was like, yeah, Atticus.
I'm trying to make sure we good. All right, bro.
But it's nothing.
Yeah, but I just want to hold this shit, bro.
Two bishops.
Both pawns.
Terrible.
Ridiculous.
That was bad.
I just want to get out. All right, bro. All right.
I said, yo, you gotta be kidding. Nigga, call my phone. Yo, nigga,
that's
a, I took
a little touch. There's been a lot of shit going on. We used to have a lot of shit
going on
in the crib, bro.
I already know.
Nigga, used to be there.
John, I'm gonna go have bitches come there. I wouldn't care.
We used to have a lot of shit going on in the crib.
Good times.
It's crazy because that shit is funny movie shit.
It ain't like Boys in the Hood. It's like motherfucking Hangover. Friday and
a little bit of Hangover
and Lotto Ticket.
Word. Friday, Lotto Ticket with a little bit of Hangover, because every time it never failed, bro. We was at this nigga crib, son. Somebody's falling asleep with a couch.
Punch days. Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Punch days.
Man, that day, what's it called?
You put more weight than punch, that shit equals niggas gonna be fucked up.
That day, Wood crashed, what's it called? A bike? I mean, he dropped it.
Punch
another. That was lethal fault, though.
He
gave it to him. He kept asking.
Wood knew. I said, Wood, this is too heavy for me. I told him, I ain't grabbing that shit. Wood kept trying to be.
Yeah, drunk. No, he's a caholic.
I told him, I said, I'm geek. I ain't into that shit.
Niggas be drunk. I'm fucking
motorcycle, bro. I get geeky and I thought doing
niggas be having Goose and Everclear in a whole fucking tub.
I remember I used to be 151 and then fucking all that. What was the other one? Oh, no.
151. One sip of make a nigga flip.
The punch had mad drinks in it. The punch had bad.
Hello, Bacardi.
Bacardi, Goose,
drunk as hell.
Bacardi, the mix of Bacardi, then had the Goose that would just change it. That had the Everclear up in it. That shit was different, bro.
Liquid death.
These be in the house. Drop me. I was laughing my ass. I was
drinking responsibly.
If they was awesome a little bit, I'm like, yo, this shit gonna be so fucked up. And I'm like, that had a cup. Like, I mean, and I know this had cups. And I'm like, they ain't finished. Yo, tell me, like,
when we got that house for 3 days.
Two cups of that.
I was at your house for 3 days. I drunk that shit, fell asleep, woke up, got dressed, came back.
I said, boy, two cups, you ain't gonna do two cups. I do two cups, he drink one cup. Boom! I said,
know how you
he ain't gonna make it. Yo, bro, that's how short sure that shit was. Immediately, like, he did the two, he did the whole, the boom! He started fucking around, and he started crashing. Like, boom! I saw the video. Like, he was crashing. Like, niggas, like, soon as niggas exceeded that limit, it's like, when Jahad came in the house, and the girls is in it, I said, bro, I got, yo, he had the, Four Logos. I had the rose in the punch. So I said, bro, this is it. I said, you got to chill. I told him before the bottles came. I said, yo, you got to chill. This next level. This for these hoes. He said, for you. You got to chill. You ain't ready for this. Yeah, Jahad's talking about Jahad shit. This is awful. I'm like, I'm to the chicks. Don't drink none of that. This is that champagne will make it crazy. I tell everybody, I slide. I go do what I got. I ain't got my money. I don't give a fuck what y'all doing. When I come back, that's when we on the phone porch. That's when the cow come around. Where's your hide at?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm like,
yeah, when he went drunk as hell,
matter of fact, I was going to start the water. I had like mad water. I'm going to put water home. I knew that I was cooking. I run water on. So she's saying it.
Yeah, she was running down
the hill. Carol dropped the dom. I ain't saying that, right? I go in the house, drop the water off. I drop the water off and come back outside. When I come back outside, she said, you Maury? I said, what's up? What's going on? I said, I don't know what's going on.
Yo.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just coming back. She
ran down on everybody.
She don't know. I'm going to bring more water to the house. I'm just going to the grocery store. I don't know what's going on. Said, everybody there probably watching a movie. I'm doing the game. So she looking at me like, she mad as hell. Like, she know, like, get the fuck out of it. But she can't say nothing. I got water on me. And she's even with water about the grocery store. I don't know what's going on. What's happening? What's happening? My son, Jahad, in there. He's 18 years old. He don't post to me. I said, next you know, the chicks coming outside. King, all these thick as hell. Dude. Why are these thick ass? So, man, cow was snapping. I slip in the house, so I'm like, Jahad, done on the floor. I'm like, oh, man. I told him, like, bro, you treating the fucking four logo? What the fuck? I'm like, I slide back outside. I gotta do this. So, cow come outside there. Carol kissed Chris. Which, I said, he ain't no faggot. And he, I said, he ain't no guns or whatever. Leave him alone. I said, whatever happened, I said, I don't even know. I said, regular teenager shit. Yeah, I got bitches around, whatever.
Yeah, that click, shit was hilarious.
I was keeping hanging outside. I got time with that shit.
Yo, she was running down on everybody.
She came right back to me crazy. Even
she ran down to me and stole. She was like, your name? She was like, your real name, Maury? I'm like, no,
They looked me like I'm a ghost. Like, who is this nigga?
Your real name.
Yo. Like, no, on Carol. What are you talking about? She was, and then right after that, Trash whooped
his. He's still throwing up 3 days later. Yo, I said, that ain't my fault.
He was fucked up with that shit,
he
too.
He was dumb. Yeah. I said, you just said he was dying. He ain't dead.
Jesus.
I got like that. I got that shit. I said, you just said he was dead. He was done, though.
Yeah, man.
He got the back seat. It was my fault. That's not my fault.
He was dead,
but I told him what to do. Jahad came in there with the four locos.
You can't be drinking them
shit. Four locos was different.
I said, bro, don't do nothing else. Some shit's I had the champagne mixed with the punch right there. The girls came in. This is how I knew it was. Chicks drink anything. They were scared of punch.
Absolutely.
They drink that punch like, they had a bowl of that punch. They look like this shit like, this shit different. Bitch was calling their friends are like, come check this shit out. Real talk, they're like, come drink this shit. This shit different, he made me. They wasn't drinking the punch. They was just sitting there. We were drinking it because we had the fruit with it. We drank that shit like regular. That's what we all fucked up. Jahad came in and drank it. I had poured more rosé in it. He had that Four Loko. Jahad was done.
I remember that night.
Jahad was done. Because he was in front of the girl. I left. I said, do what you do. I left. I said, we need water. I'm still with my son working out at this time. I'm going hard. So that shit don't bother me. I wasn't doing the drugs. Mm-hmm. I wasn't drinking that shit like that. Karen was drinking that shit. Like I was like the supplier. I had the bud. The bud I was really enjoying. The drink, I didn't even know hangovers were different.
Bro.
Just like 2000, what is that, 2010?
I'm like 30. Nah, it was late in it. It was 09. Earlier. It was a little earlier.
It's like 09.
Yeah.
It was like
07 going into
I got my new apartment 08 fall. That was 09 summer.
Yeah, I came back
from military.
Yeah, because I left for college in 2010. You still
that was 09.
Yeah, no, 2010. I left for college. But yeah, nah, all that shit happened was like, that was like 08 or 09.
And it was bad.
Yeah, we was wilding, bro. Even when I came back, niggas was still, you was still there. That shit.
Nah, we're a different time, so. Matter of fact, we did have the platform and shit like that, but we really.
Only reason I didn't do that shit back then, because I was illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't do it. Because it was already there. We've been talking about it. Vince had it set up. I had the speakers. I had this microphone. I had all set up. And I remember, and I'm like, our best material is drugs and bad shit involved. Because that's when Corey was, and I was about to say that Corey was the main catalyst. Corey was the platform in the sense of Corey was outside. Corey was the square. Corey was on deck.
Yeah.
And it was like, Corey said, I had it set up. Like, Corey, you do it, and I'm going to come through. I'm gonna be like the extra. But anyway, little ball, boy, if I go call. That's what I'm gonna say. Not like, and I had to say, like, Cole gonna be the man, but Cole was too awkward. I'm like, Cole, you gotta say, like, Cole, you said that you're gonna be the man, and I'm gonna come be the extra. I should have pushed it further. That's why I blame myself for a lot of shit, like, even the rap shit. When we was going to rap, Hot 97 back then, rocking on the room, I was writing raps. Future Flavors, and they're like, "Who the fuck these niggas?" And I said, "Rocky, you gotta rap." I said, "Rocky, you gotta rap. You gotta rap. You gotta rap. I write the rap. I'm telling you, I write. Cause I was writing the room. I said, bomb these niggas. I go to my own room, and I put my name. I go J-Mar. J-Mar is my first A-Ro name. I go in J-Ro, and I put my shit. And I pop switch to my wardrobe, and I go in the room and watch the replies. Cause you can't be in two names at once, but you can use two names at once. Rock, I get Rocky in name." So Rocky would be in the room, his name, but I had the core A-O name. So you only going to be on one of them names at a time. So I could switch my name, but he could stay on Rocky. Right? He could stay Rocky, but I couldn't be J-Mar or Marlito. I couldn't be both. I had to switch. So I would write a rap, and I would switch my name, and they'd be like, what is his name? Like, and I'd say, Rocky, you gotta rap. You gotta rap. We could be like Mom. I said, just you gotta rap. But Rocky was too busy chasing Joe Button shit. Like in the sense of pop that way. I'm like, no, you the guy. I ain't a rapper. I can rap though, but I ain't a rapper. All you gotta do is be Rocky, and you could be DMX. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's real shit. Because he really, really got that persona. So
he'd have been a. He'd have been a bully of the.
He would have popped the way DMX would pop. Real talk, bro. Real talk. I'm just saying, no, bro. I'm just saying, real talk. Because it's old authentic.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We come from what we doing. We not. We really talk about what we doing.
Right.
It's like boom, go. I'm the articulate one. My whole mindset was. Whatever you doing, just tell me. Whatever you doing, whatever on the shit I don't know, tell me, and I'll write about it. Cause I know you, so I can just. Yeah. I know how to talk like you, right. So I can just put this shit down. Because it's gonna make money. That's the initiative. Because you gotta look at it. Me doing nothing else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I promise it would have popped because it was real. We just didn't take the initiative to the point where it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, damn, I caught up on, we had those niggas. I just said, bro, I was telling niggas, like, I write all this shit, bro. Because the thing about it, like, yo, I can write a song and just say one of our days, one of our hours, one of our evenings, because it's so easy. But that music wasn't no passion of mine. It wasn't no, I'm in the stew. It's just different, you're in the stew. And then I'm in the field. I'm part of the field. I'm H&IC. At the end of the day, I'm the G. I'm like, it's hard to, now you got to fall all, you got to fall back to that mm-hmm. to that point where you acquiesce to everybody. That's far. You can't run a show and be a soldier. You can't do both.
No, they always say that shit. You can't be in the streets and proud and be a fucking.
You can't. And I told nigga, like, I said, bro, I was a muscle. I was young. I was a muscle. I was a nigga that fight niggas all the time. I said, but I was always smart. I said, I became the brand. I became the G. I can't do it both. Somebody gonna have to do something. But you, I mean, it's a game, bro. Shit.
You live and learn.
You live and you learn.
Fucking, okay, I want no music out, bro.
Yeah, a few new things come out. Last week that Metro Boomin shit came out. I was fucking with that shit. You got some tight
joints on there. Chris Brown.
Yeah. Metro shit was tough. It's called Heroes and Villains.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
He got this joint with Chris Brown, The Future. He got a,
Herbo on
there? Yeah, Herbo on there. Don Toliver. 21. Mm-hmm. ASAP Rocky. Gunna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got some bangers on there. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? Well, I like that new song with YG and Lil Wayne. It's called Miss My Dogs. I think it's in tribute to Slim 400. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with that. That's dope. The Mount Westmore album came out too. Well, that's Snoop.
Yes, I heard one of Snoop
E 40, Too Short, and
I don't like that Snoop took all that Dre shit off Tidal.
Yeah, they took it off everywhere. They took it off everywhere because they about to rebrand Death Row and do a Death Row app.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Because they wasn't making no money off it through the way it was set up because it was set up with the old label. So he had to restructure it so everybody could get their bread from their streams.
Yeah, that's dope.
No, word. Okay. I think that's dope. Like, to be on the label and to be able to come back and, you know what I mean, basically... Rebranded,
yeah. Yeah.
And he got the catalogs. He had the
product
catalogs back separate too, so
word.
He got the catalogs back too.
I gotta hear that song. It's a song in 2K. It sounds just like some shit KO would do. I'm like, KO had to hear this song. It sounds just like some shit you did.
Yeah, a lot of people
drop like that. On 2K, some shit. I'm telling you, real talk. I hear this shit. I'm like, this is some shit KO did. Like, it just sounds just like it. Like. I'm gonna get it tomorrow. It's hard, you know. She's come on. I don't know their catalog. I don't go into the game settings, but when it come on, when games. I hear it, I'm like, tomorrow I'm gonna check it out. It's like, you hearing it? Like,
what the fuck? That's how long we getting on making songs and yeah, they should go on the games and shit like that. Next thing you know, niggas hearing your shit, you're like, oh, what's this song?
Right.
They show on the radio.
Right.
SZA dropped the album too.
Where all the girls that's
A Boogie.
Fake gay listening to that shit.
A Boogie.
Yeah, A Boogie. Yeah, he did drop the album.
Him and Kodak dropped the song together. Mm-hmm. I thought they was beefing. I don't know. G Herbo on there. He got
G Herbo.
He got Lil Durk on there.
Dog I never heard no music from G Herbo. People say he's good.
No, all the young niggas love G Herbo. All the young niggas love G Herbo.
He said Rocky
dropped the joint too.
Hold on, let me see.
ASAP Rocky dropped a new joint too.
Oh, yeah, he did. He performed that shit at the right concert we was at. Which I missed. The last one when it started raining.
Rolling Loud.
He performed a couple tracks off his new shit. He was like, yeah, it's off my new album. Let me know what y'all think about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'd be like that then.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
I want to get that, for that Future shit coming up.
I'm always excited for new music, you know what I mean? I'm always excited for new everything. When it comes to positive shit, new movies, new music.
You know what I heard? I heard they trying to use AI as the new beat makers. Because they're seeing a lot of people using AI now. They're trying to get the producer out. So it's basically like saying, oh, do you really need to know how to do music now?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can take away the producer.
So what y'all think about
That's it.
What y'all think about Cool Kai and the whole and the dude Omi and the whole alleged Nike lawsuit?
I'm saying that shit was gonna happen. That shit was gonna happen soon later.
When Nike came back and got him, or
well, allegedly they told my niggas going soon. You know what I'm saying?
I knew they had the patent, right? Yeah. I knew Nike was coming for
them. Yeah. It's coming eventually.
But they're not the only ones that did it, but I feel like they just might have been the most successful at doing it.
Because that shit been out.
Because a lot of people have been doing that. Since back in the day, people was always making
fake Air Force Ones.
Well, he was making too much money. Yeah, and he was getting too much notoriety for that.
Because his releases were selling out, and you know what I'm saying? And
he's getting mad love for us. He's
getting more love for
rappers and actors and just people who've been in the industry.
But they stopped that. That's why they stopped that Club 4 and shit, because then they hit him with a cease and desist.
Right.
Because he was using them late. He was using them logos without their permission. So
you know, I'm following the lane.
He took the shit with Pharrell and been doing, and he took all that shit to the next level. He ate off it, but. They're gonna come get you. You know they're coming. They're gonna come get you. They're gonna let you eat. And then once you max out, they're gonna take all the residuals. They're not gonna let them get you when you broke. If you ain't making no money off it, they don't care. They let him max out. They really at the end of it, and now tax him. Do it again. You know what I'm saying? Now, can you make it again? No. You're not gonna make it again. Ain't nothing enough.
Yeah,
she probably made a good amount of money off them shits already.
But they gonna tax him for it. That's what I'm saying. Say you know, they know your number. They know what you got, bro. They know what you got. They know what you got. You do what you got. Say you came off that product. Say you got 15 million. They go, I just tax them. Leave them with 100,000 in his pocket. And then they say, though, royalty fees. Now you got to invest in your pocket. They're smart with this shit. Because they understand what's your value, what you gonna make of this shit.
Right.
They're not gonna let you steal. They're not gonna let you. Come on, you know they did. I didn't buy it because I know it's like, you blatantly stealing this shit. Mm-hmm. You're blatantly stealing this shit. This is the biggest part of, like, this is forgery, bro. It's like, you just can't even escape it. These niggas stealing the whole changing it. Like, I get it, but I don't, nah. Because I seen it before that when they did the Baby Ape and all that. They were doing that. Back then, they got sued. He took it to another level where he was eating because he was selling on a low market. See, baby, they were trying to sell this in the store, so they got hit quick. Yeah. When you get on the ground, it's hard to trace it. It's hard to trace each. How many sales did he make in cash?
Right.
Hard to trace that. Yeah. So they got to extrapolate that. They got to build a real line. And they got to really do process and go, check his phone out. How much he cost money? Say, maybe your bro got cash. Word. And then they can say, oh, he is getting the cash. So then he start doing it. It's like drug dealing. The reason they get drug dealing, we didn't give us that time because they know we're not getting locked up for the first time we sold drugs. They go, God damn, how long was he really selling this shit? So they have to really balance it. Like, how long is he selling drugs?
Yeah, he just wanted me.
These niggas been doing crime, bro. I don't get mad at them because they ate. They got greedy and got caught.
Yeah. You can't be too ashamed when that shit happens.
They knew they were being fortunate, bro. Point blank
period. Yeah, you heard probably from Jackson State to Colorado. I'm not listening like to the situation now, like where everything's coming out saying, oh, they wasn't paying him really, like, everything was coming out of pocket. It was like he was fucking basically he owned the team and he was making sure these niggas was getting the right shit. And he paid for the new facility. I'm not mad at him for leaving, but you know, it's always that like, oh, that little fairy tale shit in your head, like you gonna bring HBCUs back and they gonna be the top spots.
I never thought he was staying.
You know, that's what people think though. That's what everybody's thinking. Oh, he's gonna bring HBCUs back into the top five.
I knew he was leaving the time. He's gonna
be Alabama one day.
I'm saying though,
but he was capping like he was.
He could have went to another HBCU.
No, It's not
to, gonna to do what up, he's. Bro. I guess to do what he's trying to do.
The bag is never gonna be there.
They
bro.
Can't pay you like they like no, the top, the they other. Can. Not even like Power Five schools, just Division One schools in general.
Bro, they can't pay you. Pay you. Yeah. They don't get the money. They don't got the money.
He nah, was, he was making more playing than the firm.
They don't got the money.
Like, so I understand. Like, he got at the end of the day, he got to do what he got to do to keep his lifestyle that he already attained for himself. So, I get him moving to Colorado. I want to see how interest that shit going.
I was surprised it was just Colorado. Yeah, that was my thing.
He probably went somewhere to make his own dynasty, though. I mean, Colorado had
it. It wasn't. Dynasty. It was. I didn't care that he went there because my whole thing was, oh, he went to Colorado. I was thinking that he had other options. You know what I'm saying?
They probably give him the most control. You know, other than the Power Five schools, you gotta play nice with certain people, you feel me? If you went to Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? You have to play nice with them niggas. They already established. They get rid of your ass. Quit the ass in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You going to Colorado, they ain't gonna get rid of him that fast. They ain't had nobody that wanna go to Colorado. Colorado's 1-10. Fucking this is like nobody wanna go coach there, bro. Even though they got this fucking tailor made for a great football dynasty because they're in the middle of the fucking middle of nowhere. It's nothing but fresh air around. It's a big ass school. It's on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's where you want to be. You want to have a football factory and shit like that. And they probably got the great facilities over there. You know what I'm saying? And it's in the Pac-12. You could low key dominate the Pac-12. All you gotta do is get USC out the way. And they don't dominate the Pac-12. Really, be Utah. But yeah, that's a good move for him. Oh, I want to see what he do over there because he got his son going over there. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback, the younger one, Shiloh, he's staying over there at Jackson State.
The younger one staying there?
No, the older one, Shiloh Sanders, the one that's playing safety. He's staying over there at Jackson State because he's a senior. Like, he came from another school, like, in his last year down there to go play with that nigga. So I kind of understand. He said they was butt heads. So I kind of understand why he mad at him about that. I'm like, bro, you ain't going to tell me to come here and then I'm leaving now. You know this is my last year. You could have stayed one more year if it was like that. But, you know, problem is problem. Problem is what the fuck you want to do.
Right.
For real. But, you already got mad. Is it like, I heard the transfer portal for the college football is like, over 1,000 players in that shit, bro.
Deep.
Like, over 1,000. It's a fucking person transferring every, or saying they're leaving the school every other week, bro. I be following the shit, so. Like, these niggas, you know, because these niggas getting paid, bro. If you got a son, and he play football now, when he get to the college level, by the time he goes, the NIL contract's going to be crazy. You're already crazy for basketball. If you really want to get paid, have your son play basketball, bro. These niggas got professional leagues for 15 to 18 year olds, you know what I'm saying? The OTE league. They playing, either you get paid and you go straight to the league from that league, or you stay in that league and they don't pay you, allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah, and then you get to go to school, so you get an NIL contract. Either way, you getting paid, bro. If you wanna get your fucking shit right, if you're not going right now for you, and you got like a little 6'11", let him play some sports. By the time you're 18, you don't have to work no more. Have about 2 of them motherfuckers.
That's it.
For real, because they getting paid, bro. Yeah. I seen a 15-year-old playing in a professional soccer game, Premier League.
Nah, the money is in
African kid. And he don't look 15, he look like he's like 25.
That's where the money is.
But you know.
Strong as hell.
It's out here. Get your kids in these sports. They paying kids now because they don't want no young, old niggas playing no more. Because these kids doing crazy shit. When you young, you do all the wild shit with your body. When you get older, you start slowing down. They don't want you. They don't want to see slow horses no more. They want all the young bucks prime.
They right.
That's flying, jumping.
Ain't gonna get hurt that fast. This shit I was doing. My coach would be like, how the fuck you gonna tear your knees up?
You know what I'm saying?
They're looking at you. You're different.
Word up.
Nah, that's a fact, though. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they say he did a lot for the time that he was there.
Oh, like, he definitely did. I mean? He changed the culture.
Nah, word up.
For real.
Changed a whole lot. He made them relevant. He made them more relevant than, you know, outside of they city.
Not for real. But I mean, things happen, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, people gonna do what's best for their family, you know what I'm saying? Mm. That's just the game, you gotta respect it. I mean, people always want people to do the more noble choice, but if you were that person in that situation, what would you do?
Facts. You can't judge nobody, because Lonnie ain't taking the money regardless.
That's a fact.
I ain't gonna step like, I don't know, bro.
Nah, hey, right.
Nigga, offer you $5 million a year. I'm you getting $300,000.
I'm out.
Niggas offer niggas $2,000 a year, then get $300, you know, like, I'ma go, bro.
Right.
Come on,
just do the math.
For real.
It's gonna add up.
I want him to stay a little long, at least 4 or 5 years, but it is what it is.
Nah.
2 years and he's gone.
2 years and he's gone.
They were undefeated, though.
Bag is called my name.
I think they lost to one team, but they were like 26-2 or something like that. That's crazy. In 2 years, man, they lose 2 games. It's tough.
Nah, it really is.
Oh, shit. So fucking, where we at? I heard Trump gonna make his way back in this motherfucker. Very soon. What you gonna do with Trump back get back in this
motherfucker? I ain't voting for his ass.
You don't gotta vote for him. He's gonna get that shit. Watch.
Well, he better give me 8 stimulus checks. And
he with it. He'll do it. He'll definitely do it. And I'm with it.
For real.
He gonna make that bag.
He definitely gonna pay niggas off.
He gonna break the bag.
He gonna definitely butter niggas' fingers.
All he wanna do is he's gonna get the most money in the market.
Oh shit.
Word up.
Yeah. He's trying to everything's money with him, that's all he worried about.
That's how most people are.
Well, that's how that shit work, bro. I seen this this movie last night with the dude that plays Borat, Sasha Cohen, right? Yeah. It was a movie about him bringing his supposed daughter from his village to Pence, the vice president at the time when Trump was president.
Yeah.
He's offering her as a present to be his wife on some, so she could like have a better life and he don't have to worry about her no more. Borat. So they shown these niggas going through Texas, right? And they go into these places. He's like, yeah, it's like my daughter's only 15. She wants to get breast implants to become a wife for Michael Pence or whatever his name is. And the niggas is just going with it. Meanwhile, you're not supposed to fucking get a fucking implants at 15, bro. Your shit not even right. Fully developed. But they in Texas, these practices going with it. They even went to another place and he was talking to the first doctor that does the implants or whatever. I forgot the name of the doctor or the reference. They fucking said that he said, well, my daughter looked good with implants. Or does she look good now? He's like, she looks very well. He said, if you were in the room, and she, but his knowledge is that she's 15 years old, bro. This nigga's like 60.
That's horrible.
They don't care, bro. These niggas don't care, bro. For the bag, they don't care.
That Balenciaga shit.
For the bag, they don't care.
That's why they said only black motherfuckers be super Christian, super religious. Them crackers, they would throw their kids at you in 20 seconds.
For real, bro. And then they put her in a room with Rudy Giuliani, but they had hidden cameras. And you know, she was a young girl, or whatever. But I don't think he thought she was 15 or whatever. She's supposed to be like a journalist. So he's basically took her to the back room. He's gonna took her to the back room. He started unbuttoning his pants. But this is it's a movie, bro. It's Rudy Giuliani for real in a hotel. He's unbuttoning his pants and putting a stick in his shirt and his pants. But he got his pants unbuckled and shit. You feel me? And she's like, and then fucking Sasha Cohen busted on some wild gay shit. It's like, let me do it. Not her, let me do it. She's only 15. She's only 15, Rudy. She's only 15. And he was like, yo, Rudy, why you going? Trump's gonna be mad you didn't get a golden shower before you left. Mm. So I guess he got golden showers and shit like that.
That's why.
But yeah, that's like, these niggas don't care, bro. For the bad, they don't care. They don't live by the principalities.
Stay away from the wildies, you know what I mean? We ain't playing them games.
They don't play by our rules.
They say it takes a village. You come to my village with that shit, you getting hands, feet, dog bites, all of the above. We ain't playing them games when it comes to our kids, bro. We're not playing that shit.
They don't have the same morals we do. They don't care, bro.
Hey, we're gonna learn something today.
Ain't no principalities over that motherfucker.
Nah. They're gonna learn some motherfucking shit today.
That shit was a wild movie. I forgot the name of the movie. Me and my cousin was watching that shit the other night. I'm like, bro. She's like, watch this shit. I'm like, look at the shit. I'm like, yo, it gets worse. And it got worse. Like, these niggas don't care, bro. They was in Texas. The dude, Borat said, I put the baby in my daughter. She's only 15. We want to take it out of her. The dude was like, yeah, we not doing that. We can't. <That's> then, he's like, even though it's me and her father, and I put the baby inside her, and she's only 15, you won't take it? He's like, no, it was meant to happen.
The hell?
I'm telling you, this movie's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I could tell.
I was trying to find out the name. Nah, it was on Netflix, I think.
I don't watch none of that shit.
It was on Netflix, bro.
But yeah, we about to wrap up another episode, y'all. You already know. Yeah. It's your boy Casanova, a.k.a. The Confident One. Tune in next week. We pass it around to the fellas.
See you next week. Holla. Lito out.
And come swing by, man. We always, not always, we here sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Keys to get you right.
Yeah. It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills. I got the sea moss gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction. That LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.